This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Good. So, he's holding here in the parasha of Yisurim Shel Ava. It's going to be a branch of what he said before about the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings some Yisurim on Averis. And Amira Veris. Veloma Nikri Yisurin Shal Ava. So why is it called Yisurin Shal Ava? Vala Yisurin Shal Perash Yisurin Shal Hain. Al Mita Veris Shasa. Kain Shibon Al Shigas Maisa Al Halm Dova. So the Maisa, it said before that these Yisurim are Yisurim that a person gets because of Averis he did. It's just that in the big picture, it wasn't so many Averis, and there was like small Averis, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes it off so that is Charen Al Maha B'Shalim. So why is that called Yisurin Shel Ava? Keitzer, Reshocha Chela B'Shoigeg, Nikro Choytet. Shengos HaTeir B'chol Mokar. Umar Chetoi, Shaloi Niza Batzim, Lo Yiyor B'chord, Al Dibra Mokar Baruch Hu, Shaloi Chol Yase Dova Chiflik Yofi Yofi, Vizgal Lo Adova, Shu Muta V'Roi, Lo Yifikzer Shakash Baruch Hu. So this, by the way, just kind of in a Maima Musga, is a pshat from the Ramban on what exactly is a shaygig. Why is a shaygig a chayte? It Torah calls him a chayte. Never shall shatechta, we're talking about shaygig. Because shaygig means you're negligent. And that's why misasek, for instance, is not an balavera. If somebody tripped and he switched on the light on Shabbos, that's not there's nothing there. It's only if the person did it because he didn't realize, he did it consciously, but didn't realize it's Shabbos. He got up in the morning and he flicked on the light and said, oh my gosh, it's Shabbos today. So that's the fault, is that person wasn't more mesim lev. This is stam, amayma muzgadika, hakdoro of the Ramban, and shaygig. While derech hazeh utam chet hashkoi b'chol ha-Torah, v'oid, shekol dova osu melach lech ha-nefesh, u'metame, dechsib nit mesim bom, Lefikor nikor shege choyte. So, since it's metami person, that's why it has effect on a person no matter what. Interesting. So let's give an example. Imagine a person opened his mouth and in plopped a piece of trefus, of tarfus. Would that be metamt in the liver or not? So, if a person ate something that he should have checked the hechsha to see if it's a good hechsha or whatever it is. So there we understand that he's negligent and is vatamte. But what about something? So he's not speaking about mahal zesuris deliberate dafke. Could be mahal zesuris would be a problem, and it could be the same thing. In mahal zesuris, that's to be an aver shaboy. And if it's not an aver, lemashal somebody that's pikuach nefesh, does he get a timtum alev out of the eating mahal zesuris? Not sure. Aval pikein ein hashegig roi la'onish hashegosa b'gehenim u'be'er shachas. Ela shud tzorech miruk moysa ovoin u'liskadish v'l'tor mimenu. Kedei she ro'u l'maylas ha'hoigen, l'mayla genes v'maysa toiv b'olam haba. So the person, so even though it's not a ben gehenim, but he still needs some tyra to make him fit for Gan Eden in the full sense. The lefiko chazkas baruch hu al amri v'chasidav v'nosan karbonis eskav v'nashkogis. So we have karbonis that does that job. So here's something that person doesn't need yisurim, but he needs some maisa. He's doing maisa before. It costs money. It's tircha. It's machshava. So normally we'd have karbonis. Okay, she'im b'zem yishkai meshachlem yisurim the mark ma'is hashkogis l'skape b'yisurim eisen kilom haba. K'shem shakarbonis av v'chem la'yisrael. All the carbon dioxide and shina. Now, oil is tovah to say him. Pesach oil more than Hashem is shavoy lechem shom and the other tishon may son vinikish bechvoid and so on. Kach yisurin alolu ava vechem ala adam. Al mikom akarim for yisurin ela karbon vichaytim boi. So he says, the word yisurim shal ava means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a metzias that's not gehenim and that even could be karbonis to help a person get a better matzah. So whereas Averis, we look at the person as having a real issue and he's suffering the consequence of his maisim, a shaygig doesn't have that darga. And the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be memarik, a person from shaygig, here so that his schar is bishleimus. Now, certain in Yanim, it's because the avera itself is bad and it demands punishment. Mitzad midas adin. And certain in Yanim, it's because the Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to be marked to be royal and mahava. V'kach ha'misham. Am Rabbi Yech, negoyim obonim eni yisurim shal ave. V'yiksal negoyim loy. V'omar Rabbi kol mish yesh be'ech me'arba maras negoyim lalot. Ein al mizbe'ech kapal Yisrael. So the type of oynish that Chazal call a mizbe'ech kapara is what they call yisurim shal ave. Arishadom mekan zbe'ech kapara yisurim shal ave. So in all these places you see clearly that the musig of Yisurin Shel Ava has to do with tahara from chatoyim, but it just depends on the darg of chatoyim and what we without it. Mipnei she'ein av zuru level on me certain kashim shumvat lo yisav vodes hakashpochu mitfila b'teira kol she'ein ba'inshe she adam oivid b'em anichas shmei nimche ene son shasayif and shalva agosha l'asho b'son l'olam chalm tzedek shum asayif and shalva. So he brings another two rayas, another two points about this being yisurim shel ava. When it says that yisurim b'tel teira b'tel tefila not yisurim shel ava, so that the reason is simple. If a person messed up and he did something wrong and b'meilad mitzad the oynish, he can't learn, he can't daven, so he's the one who's responsible for it. Of course you can't learn a daven because you messed it up. You did an avera so chomer that the oynish for it would be something very difficult that you can't learn a daven. So you messed it up and b'meilad and who do you have tainus? Yisurin Shel Ava is like this. Be'emes, I'm a tzaddik. I'm a good person. But I have something which it's better that to get it out of my system so that my olam haba is better, bigger, stronger. But if it's preventing me from davening or from learning, then it doesn't make any sense. So Bal Karchov, the pshat is, it's something that... So Yisurin Shel Ava cannot be something that's been vital to her tefillah. So his raya is Bal Karchov. That's what it means. It means it's a certain darga, but not a very, it's not a strong darga of chet. The mela, it's shalei kishura that would do that. And then he makes a small sweeping statement. Take a look at the last three lines. Kol she'ein ba'onshan she'odam uivet be'ma nichas yishmoy nimcha, ein al yisurin she'soif and shalva. Ve'im al agot she'asur al ha'shoa b'yisur al lo'am ha'om. So now he makes a more sweeping statement, and he says, any yisurin that are not a p'chin of Kares, that's called Yisurim Shel Ava. I'm not sure how he got to that. There's a big jump. In other words, he was speaking about a little bit Yisurim, and now he's speaking about a totality of destruction of a person. I'm not sure about Pshat now. Okay, let's see Tesfav. There's a big midas hadin. Iskula Boychen, Rabbi Kiva Mesachik. Omla Kiva Mata Mesachik. Omlem de Mata Boychen. Homolay Sefetur, but Savli Nifke. Omolem, the Kachni Mesachik. She calls Manshni Roya Rebbe. She ain Yena Machas, Abishal Loike, Vain Shimne Mavish, Vain of Shoy Mavish. Omarti Shema Hasishon Kibel Rebbe Oilomoy. Achshash Rabbi Betsar, Anisameach. So. He's happy that he's getting some sort of einish which is being mechaper. Amalai, so he asked him, Akiva, kluchas atna Torah kula? Adrabe, tell me if I missed anything. You know, the Yisurim Shalava has to be on something. Amalai, the maratani rabbeinu, ke'ein tzarek bo'al she'asotev li'echta. Ve'oid amalai pam acheres, chaviv in Yisurin, ve'hevi lo mi menashe, she'kotev she'tarek bo'al aviv, v'chal amal sh'amal bo'al le'inu le'mutav, ele Yisurin. Hare Rabbi Akiva le'nichma v'lezal b'Yisurin shemir kavaynis. So the whole back and forth, why didn't you just tell him this Yisurin Shel Ava, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you? He's increasing your schar by times 10 because of the Yisurim, and that's that. The answer is there's no such thing. But you have to show him that there was something. And Ein Tzadik Baruch Shel Leyechta, on that you have the kapara of these Yisurim. V'im Yesh Medesh Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisurin Shaloy Al Chet Klal, Hech Lehodet, why didn't you tell him that? I mean, Rabbi Lezit, he told him, I don't think I missed any mitzvah. So he should have said, that's why it's a Yisurin Shel Ava. V'chimiyah roi l'Yisurin Shel Ava sh'lo chet elu Rebbe Eliezer. V'oitre v'kiva talmidoi v'leibor l'chavdoi b'chol koichai. V'oitol l'Yisurin Shel Echvoidoi. L'maisa, you see that he was mechabed him and he held the world of him and he was trying to make him feel good. So why don't you just say that this is super credit? The answer is, there's no such thing. Holomadu she'in sura kapara. All Yisurim are a kapara. There's no Yisurim that just give you extra credit. In own right, suffering itself is not a mitzvah, but since every person has small inyanim, small nidnudim, that are to some degree an avera, this is memarik and metayer.
So Yisurim, unlike Zdainus, we don't call them Yisurim Sha'ava because we view them as punishments?
Correct. That's a type of Yisurim where the pshat is, the din is noisin, that the person should get rid. But it just like Lefim Yishuras HaDin, let's give a mashal moment, a simple mashal. In moment is if I owe somebody something, it's not Lefim Yishuras HaDin, I owe it to him, it's Din. Let's say there's a thing that Me'ikar HaDin, I don't owe it. But Liyes is a hero, Liyes is something or other, I want to give it to him, that's Lefim Yishuras HaDin. Oy Yizkir Chacham Deach Aches B'Yisurin, Omru, Tana Dveri B'Shmol, Kol Sha'ovol Av Arborim Yoyim B'lo Yisurin Kibloi Lamoi. He's talking about things, people, everybody has his little issues here and there that take away from enduring life. Sometimes he has to, things not go, he has to mutch a little bit. Or his stomach acts up. V'roishik shem b'shemesh, his head hurts. V'yil aminei yigia shabosev amlochem, and he has some of the issues, even kings suffer something. Shagoyin elei nitzamen ela rosha gomol gehenim. The only person that has it, everything perfect, is that. V'shemikablo ilomoy v'shoyosim v'ashrayin lasei kol yitzayin ram haze, shem yechilo drocha b'chol eis. Avashadne odom, someone told me, Reb Noach Weinberg's father or grandfather, I don't remember, was from the old Slalom Chassidim in Tveria. And he was big Oyved Hashem and Chassidish Yid, business of some sort. And I forgot, I heard this from his cousin, Reb Zalig Weinberg. He was in the summer, someone came to visit him or whatever, and he was very, very fadaiget. And he asked him, what's the problem? He said that every summer he gets a bad rash from the heat, the sweat, you know, whatever. The air conditioning wasn't popular in those days in 1920 in Tveria. And he said, it's the middle of Tammuz already, and there's no rash. Ve'ezmeh, he said, woe unto me, it's definitely a pchina of Mesal and Leshoina of Alpana of Lavido. And he's oismensch. Like a week later, he met him, he said, Baruch Hashem, I'm itching all over, and it's good. I'm back on the... But people live like that. It was sincere, it was emes. It wasn't, it wasn't a put-on. It was emes. People live like that if the life goes geschmiert, it's a sign that it's not... Something is wrong over here. There's a famous Goyin actually, says it a little bit different often, but he says, sometimes a person, Goyin says it in Rus, sometimes a person has a shaila to do something, and he's not sure if it's a toiv or it's a hara that's pushing him to do it. He's not clear. So it says the best right is if he's 100% committed and has cheshit to do it, it's a sign it's Yetzer Hara. Because if the Yetzer Tov is the one that's driving it, the body resists, has inertia, it resists Tov. If there's no resistance, then it's a simin that he says it in the pasuk. It says that Naomi told Ruth and Oprah, go back, you'll do much better in Moab. So it says that, so Oprah said goodbye, and Ruth, it says Naomi, it says, Vatar kimis ametzes hiloleches. She saw that Ruth was like struggling to go, so pushing to go. So Bemela, she went with her. She let her go. So the pasuk pshat is because she really wanted. She didn't have the heart to tell her no. The Goyin says this pshat. He says he wasn't clear. Is this coming from a good place or not? So if she would have been all fired up and said, gung ho, I'm going, so on and so forth, it would be a sign that's not coming from Yetzer Tov. But Tarkim is a metzisilolechas. That it was a struggle. She was going, but it was struggling aside. Then she said, yeah. So see, it's a Tov wants it to go, and the Yetzer Hara is blocking and pulling back. He said, the Tev Adam is chomri, and that has inertia. So it's hard to tell, but sometimes when a person does a pe'ula, like a Zika Rabim, and something, you do something, create something, if everything is going 100% geshmiert, you ask yourself, like, where's the Yetzer Hara? He fell asleep on his job. Like, where's the Satan? I'm afraid there's a my side. Yetzer Tov doesn't have the type of breaks that the Yetzer Hara has. If there's problems and there's a struggle and this is not going, that and the other thing, so then it's a sign that it's a Yetzer Hara is being ma'akev. But it's interesting perspective that. If something is going, if something is totally geschmiert, it begs a question. So he says So the only ones that get out of this is either a tzaddik gomer, the one in a million who taka. Nothing is, everything is perfect. Or a Rosh Hagamah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make everything go so perfect so they can get all his Gehenim in the world to come and not no nothing left over to pay. So this Minhag Shel Olam means it's a tsura of life. People struggle. There's always some issue. There's always something not going well. V'zeh Shepir Shel Migmar Be'erichin Ad Heichon Tachas Yisurin Kol she'orgoloi beged lulboi shvei miskabel olav. If they made a suit for him and it's not going on. V'askif olav v'hela afilu nefach l'chaluko v'afilu hoishet yod l'kistit toshol shvot z'yod shtayim v'kol kach lom v'etari v'yavishon kol she'ovolo v'chulu v'ze iin achahu. Eina elemine yisura me'shtarabim ne'odom zemi zeh b'roiv av'yisur ma'ashem adem yisurim ele kapara. So the Gemara does mechalik something that's always or something special, but akapanim. The point is the normal yisurim. So there's like he says over here, there's a mikrim that's normal, and that's minhagish olam, and then there's some extra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in order to be mitired a person and so on. Okay, let's leave the next one for next. Is the Yisurim of Nisoyen. So, like we said last time, there are a lot of going forward. There's a lot. In other words, Nisoyenes have Yisurim and Bim Marek and Kaparas Yisurim and Oinshim Yisurim and so on. So we can understand different Mahalchim, But when Yisurim come to a person, that a person should be able to know exactly why this is coming, this and that, that's already, that's not easy. No one can sit down and say, go the other direction and say, okay, this is Yisurim comes. This says it's we know Mahalchim. We know there's such a Mahal, such a Mahal. But is this an Yisurim? Is this a Bimimarik? Is this a Kadosh Baruch Hu trying to prevent you from doing something bad? Or that's where it becomes complicated, because to work out from a metzias what went into it is not easy. Okay, we'll hold over here.